Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative, and to do that we are joined by Thomas Basilio, who is the ambassador of Portugal for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
Thomas, first of all, how did you find out about this European project, and how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema?
Yeah, okay. So I had a friend, which is, and she is from Hungary, and she told me about this because she was here in 2019. Mm-hmm. And therefore, because she told me, I went to search for it, and then I found it online because they have a website. And the application process is actually pretty simple. We need to do like a 30-second film saying what is cinema for us. And then we have a lot of reviews to do, and they want us to do some writing work so mm-hmm. they can see where can we go and how can we write. And after all, some months after, they will send us the response.
That's great. Thomas, I read from your profile that your dream job would be working as a writer, director, and or an actor.
Yes.
Is this related to your background? I don't know. Tell us more about yourself.
Yeah, okay. So I really don't know, because I'm the kind of person that likes to do everything, you know? So like, I did study visual arts in high school, but at the same time I was doing a bit of theater. Now I'm studying film. So I'm a bit in between all of those things, because I do love to write, I do love to direct, mm-hmm. but I'm also really interested in acting, and mm-hmm. I really want to know more. And I think those are all things that can go together, because
yeah, of course.
By knowing one, I can do the other and mm-hmm. enjoy it even more.
And they complete each other.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, because I also did visual arts, I also like experimental film and things like that. So when I'm getting bored of one, I can do just the other.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. You have 2, 3, 4, 5 options. That's great.
Yeah.
And what about film festivals in your country? Have you ever attended any?
Yeah, there are some film festivals in my country. However, I'm from an island, so it's a bit more difficult to get to the big ones. But mm-hmm. we also have some in Madeira, which is like, we have Madeira Film Festival, mm-hmm. Funchal Film Festival. But we also have a lot of great ones in the main island, which I haven't got the opportunity to go, but mm-hmm. I really want to go. It's like Indie Lisbon Film Festival, mm-hmm. or the Luso Brasileiro Film Festival in the north of Portugal, mm-hmm. or the Fantasma Porto. So we do have great film festivals in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite film theater?
Oh, that's a great question. But I would say Cinema Trindade, which mm-hmm. is the cinema that I'm actually representing. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I'm biased. It's not because of that. But I think the cinema really has like character. Mm. You know, it's like, going there is an experience, not only because of
not
the film.
Not just to watch films.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but also the place. The place mm-hmm. itself has its history, and it's also really comfortable. Mm-hmm. And they actually have like a really great calendar of films. They do always present a great amount of films. Mm-hmm. So I would say Cinema Trindade.
That's great. Thank you very much, Thomas,
for
sharing your experience as the ambassador of Portugal for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.